And a good evening to you from the Boltman Center on the campus of Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinal round play this evening between the Dort College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders. It's been a busy day of a volleyball so far for Sioux County, and the busyness continues into the evening on the college level. Three teams out of Sioux County involved in the Iowa High School Girls State Volleyball Tournament. And two out of those three came away victorious earlier today. Western, a winner 3-0 in the quarterfinal round in Class 2A. Also in Class 2A, Unity involved in a quarterfinal round contest. They lose to Council Bluffs St. Albert. That was 3-0. And in the Class 3A quarterfinal round earlier today, it was Sioux Center over Red Oak, 3-1. Here this evening, though, it's college volleyball for the right to move on to the GPAC Championship on Saturday. Northwestern comes into tonight's contest 28-3 this season. They shared the regular season conference title with Hastings College and Dort. The losses for the Red Raiders are to Corbin, Dort, and Hastings. Raiders split their matches this season with both Hastings and Dort College. Northwestern averages 13.8 kills per set with a 296 kill efficiency. They put in 2.238 serves per outing. The Raiders are recording 1.95 points per set on blocks. Anna Keel leads the offense at the net with a 3.5 average and a 375 kill efficiency. A.J. Horseman adds 2.85 kills, and Lauren Hilger's average is 2.6. Mackenzie Fink said 2.5 as part of a very balanced attack. Josie Blankaspor has a 1.35 kills per set average, and she gets almost one block per set. Lacey Wacker averages 11.3 assists per set. Carson Winterfeld leads the team with 82 ace serves, and Hilger averages a team-high 2.9 digs per set. For the Stork College team, they're 28-5 overall. They also finished 14-2 in the GPAC, as already noted. They started the year 1-2. Since that point, they are 27-3. Their losses in that stretch are to Northwestern, Viterbo, and Hastings. They're all rated in the top four in the nation. Dort College is number five in the most recent NAIA coaches poll. Emma Altena leads this Dort College offensive attack at 4.5 kills per set. Leah Camp puts in 2.8 kills per outing. Camp has a 302 kill efficiency. Julia Lindbergh is averaging 2.2. Allie Cromendike puts in 1.9. Cromendike, Camp, and Moss each average around a block per set, with Cromendike topping them all at just a shade over one block per outing. Jamie Gasink is putting up 10.6 assists per set, and she has a 1.1 kills per set average. She also gets to 2.25 digs per outing. Summer Jansen has a 5.18 digs per set average. Alton is at 2.13. Aubrey Drake gets to 2.14. Alton is the team leader with 39 ace serves. Gasink has 31, Drake 28, and Jansen has 25. These two teams have met twice this season. Northwestern was a 3-1 winner over Dort College in the first meeting of these two teams. That occurred back in September, and that was here in Orange City at the Boltman Center, 25-19, 19-25, 25-13, and 25-20. Emma Altena had 18 kills in the loss for the defenders. Camp recorded 9. Gasing put up 35 assists. Jansen had 23 digs. Northwestern's Keel had 16 to top the Raiders. Fink had 15, and Wacker put up 46 assists. Dort College bounced back with a 3-1 win on October 11 in Sioux Center over the Raiders. Dort College won by set scores of 25-22, 30-28, 19-25, and 25-22. Altena recorded 23 kills, Camp at 13. Gasing put up 49 assists, and Jansen had 17 digs. Northwestern's Horseman had 16 kills and 13 digs. Keel had 12. Wacker put up 36 assists. Northwestern was a 3-1 winner over Briarcliff on Saturday. Set one went Northwestern's way, 25-23. They also, Briarcliff took set two, 25-21. Then Northwestern dominated set three, 25-13. And they won set four, 25-21. Hilger had 15 kills. Dort College was a 3-1 winner over Doan on Saturday night in the quarterfinals. The defenders lost set one, 25-21, then won back-to-back sets, 25-22, and overcame a 19-16 deficit in set three to take that 2-1 lead. Set four saw the defenders get up early and prevail 25-18. Altena had 25 kills for the defenders with a 375 kill efficiency. Camp had 9 kills. Moss had 8. She also had 5 block assists. Gasing put up 48 assists, and Jansen had 30 digs in the Dort College win. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with National Anthem and some of the players you'll be hearing about. We'll give you the particulars right after this. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR. Our national anthem performed by the Northwestern Athletic Band. And the Dort College Defenders and Northwestern Red Raiders set to tussle this evening for the right to move on to the GPAC Championship match. Here are the players you'll be hearing about. First of all, for the visitors from Dort College in their black jersey tops, black shorts, white numbers, white lettering. Hannah Connolly is a service specialist. She's a 5'4 freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota. She has 9 ace serves, averages 1 dig per contest. Abby Skemper is a 5'5 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa. She will also serve if Dort College elects to give Emma Altina a breather. Number 3 is Aubrey Drake, a 5'4 junior from Rock Island, Illinois, averaging 2.1 digs. She also has 29 ace serves this season. Julia Lindberg is a 6'1 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 2.2 kills per set. Number 12 is Emma Altina, a 6-foot junior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.5 kills with 2.1 digs. She also has 39 ace serves this season. She tops the team in that category. Number 13 is Jamie Gaysink, 5'10 junior from Sioux Center, 10.6 assists, 1.1 kills, 2.2 digs, 31 ace serves. Allie Kromendyk, a 6'2 sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota, averaging 1.9 kills with 1.1 block per set. Number 15 is Erica Bausma, 5'5 freshman from Sheldon. She's a back row specialist, a defensive specialist, 1.8 digs, 19 ace serves. Number 16 is Leah Camp, a 5'11 junior from Tinley Park, Illinois, averaging 2.8 kills per set. Number 19 is Summer Jansen, a 5'10 senior from Sheldon, averaging 5.2 digs per set. She also has 25 ace serves. And Haley Moss is a 6'6 senior from Boyden, Iowa, averaging 1.2 kills per set. Dort College is coached by Chad Hansen. For Northwestern, number 2 is Carson Winterfeld, a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center. She has a team-high 82 ace serves this season to go along with 2.7 digs. Lacey Wacker is a 5'9 freshman from Jackson, Minnesota, averaging 11.3 assists, 1.5 digs, and she has 35 ace serves. Number 6 is Josie Blankespor. She's a 5'11 freshman for Warren City, 1.4 kills, 1 block per set. Lauren Hilger is a 5'10 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, 2.6 kills, 2.9 digs, and 29 ace serves this season. Mackenzie Fink is a Lanark, Illinois native. She's a 6'1 freshman from, well, we told you already, she's from Lanark, Illinois. Averages 2.5 kills, has 1.9 digs. She also has 35 ace serves this season. And number 10 is A.J. Horstman, a 6'1 sophomore from Pella, averaging 2.9 kills, 2.0 digs. She has 40 ace serves. And Anna Keel is a 6-foot sophomore from Orange City. She's the leading attacker at the net, 3.5 kills, 2.0 digs. She also has 26 ace serves. Northwestern will not stray from their 7-person rotation much, if at all. Those 7 I told you about, they're likely the only 7 that will play this evening. Winterfeld, Wacker, Blankespor, Hilger, Fink, and Horstman, along with Keel. The defenders, Connolly, Skemper, Drake Lindberg, Altina, Gaysink, Kromenick, Bausma, Camp, Jansen, and Moss. Dort College, coached by Chad Hansen. Northwestern is coached by Kyle Vandenbosch. The defenders, 28-5. Northwestern is 28-3. We are set for volleyball. Dort College serving. Aubrey Drake served. Taken by Northwestern. They'll set it outside. Into the block, covered by Northwestern. They pick it up. Dort College on the attack now. Tipped over the net, saved by Northwestern. Out of sorts. Pushed over the net by Fink. Controlled by Dort College. Pushed to the back corner and long and out of bounds by Gaysink. Point Northwestern on the Gaysink attack error. Gaysink with the attack error. Now Fink will serve. Well, the thing about it with both of these teams, Northwestern does not have a senior in the rotation. Dort College has 2 players in the rotation, pushed over by 2 seniors in the rotation. Dort College, Emma Altina falling away, able to knock it off of the block and out of bounds. Emma Altina with her first kill this evening, the 6-foot junior from Sioux Center, leading the Great Plains Athletic Conference in attacks, and I should say in kills, so finished attacks. Connolly serve, taken by Winterfeld. Here comes Northwestern. Set goes outside off high hands. The attack by Hilger. Dort College attacking. Kromenick cross court. Dug by Northwestern. Set right side over to Horstman, and Horstman hits it long and out of bounds, and the Dort College defenders have a 2-1 lead after the attack error by the sophomore. She attacked from the right side that time. We will see Northwestern move their attackers around. Just because they're listed as an outside hitter does not mean that that is where they will get all of their swings from. And there you have Horstman attacking from the right side, and she puts it on away. Horstman with the kill in for Horstman. That is her first this evening. A.J. Horstman with her first kill. Serving for the defenders will be Winterfeld. Winterfeld jump serve taken by Dort College. Pushed over the net, though. Here comes Northwestern. It goes to Keel. Keel with the kill. Anna Keel out of the middle puts it away, and that all started with the serve by Winterfeld. So Winterfeld forces Dort College into a serve-receive where the ball ends up on Northwestern's side of the net. Now Dort College, they get it up to Connolly, and Connolly on the busted play. They get it over to Kromendike, and Kromendike puts it away. So somehow Kromendike, they get Winterfeld out of the service area. It wasn't pretty, but it was effective, and Kromendike gets her first kill of the evening. Gesink with serve, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. Keel block, picks it up herself. Set goes outside. Hilger over the top of the block for the kill. Hilger makes it a 4-3 contest. Northwestern in front as the two teams volley back and forth. A.J. Horstman with service. 6-2 sophomore from Pella. Her serve floats off of the back line and out of play, and we're tied 4-4. That may be the one area Northwestern has to be able to, they will take some errors, and that is at the service line. And Emma Altena with an ace serve. So Emma Altena records her first ace of the evening, her 40th of the season, and the defenders regain the lead at 5-4. First lead for the defenders since it was 1-0. Altena serve controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside around the block, and Lindbergh tries for the one-arm stab, and it ends up out of play. Hilger with the kill, and now Hilger will serve. Hilger with her first kill this evening. We're tied 5-5, our fifth tie of set number one, and Hilger follows with a service error. Northwestern is prone to service errors. That is due in large part to how aggressively they will go at it. They've got some jump servers, and then they will nibble on the edges, very aggressive as well. Keel with a swing, no touch at the net. She misses it long and out of bounds. Point defenders, and Keel records the kill. For Northwestern this year, service ace is 248, service errors 354. Hilger with the attack from behind the spike line. Dort College digs it up, rolled over the net by Lindbergh, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. Keel off high hands, kill. So Keel records the kill, and for Anna Keel, that is her second by my count, and Northwestern cuts it down to a 7-6 contest. 7-6 our score. Keel now with service. Keel's serve just over the net. Dort College able to pick it up, send it over. Free ball in effect for Northwestern, and now Dort College puts a block up of Camp and Lindbergh. Blankenspor gets blocked, and the Dort College defenders take an 8-6 lead. 8-6 our score. Bausma has service. Bausma with serve. And Bausma serve to the sideline. Passed up and over by Northwestern. Now pushed right back to Dort College. Defender scrambling. And it'll be four contacts on the defenders. No, it will not. Passed over the net by Lindbergh. No call made. Here comes Northwestern off high hands. That was Fink. Dort College attacking. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Picked up by Camp. Gesink with a swing. Controlled by Northwestern. Passed over the net by Keel. Here comes Dort College, set outside Lindbergh, and a double contact called on Dort College's Jeannie Gesink. 8-7 our score. Gesink with the attack and with the ball handling error. Dort College trailing leading 8-7. Serving is Lacey Wacker, the setter for Northwestern. So three attackers in the front row now for the Red Raiders. And Julia Lindbergh gets blocked at the net, ties it up at 8-8. Our sixth tie of set number one. Serving for Northwestern is Wacker, the freshman from Jackson, Minnesota. Wacker, jump serve, down the line, taken by Alton, has to lunge for it. Now Lindbergh with a down ball, controlled by Northwestern, set outside Horseman, dug by Altina, passed over the geesink, comes over to Camp, overhand save by Northwestern, set goes to Camp, Keel from behind the spike line, and a kill. And a Keel with a third kill, and Northwestern leads it 9-8. They're on a three-point run, got to get a Wacker out of the service area if you're Dort College, and she obliges with a service error. And the North College defenders tied up on the service error. It's tie number 7 of set number 1. We're tied 9-9. Serving for the defenders is Aubrey Drake. Drake the floater, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to Horseman. Horseman from out of the middle, the kill. A.J. Horseman with her second kill. And the Northwestern Red Raiders have a 10-9 lead. Serving is Fink. Fink serve, taken by Bausma. High pass over to Gaysink. Slide to the right, Camp. Camp tools it off of the block for the kill. We're tied 10-10. Leah Camp puts the kill away, and for Leah, that is her first. And the defenders knotted at 10-10 in set number one. Serving for the defenders is Connolly. So neither team able to get any breathing room in the early stages of this one. Jump serve by Connolly, taken by Winterfeld. Wacker, back set, Horseman. Horseman, right side attack, kill. A.J. Horseman with her third kill. North College will need to account for her. Winterfeld now with service and a one-point cushion. See how quickly North College can get her out of the service area. Serve is long by Winterfeld, so Winterfeld takes care of that with a service error. And Dort College and Northwestern are tied 11-11. 11-11. Gaysink floater controlled by Northwestern. Back set, right side, Horseman. Horseman came to play tonight, the way it looks. She gets up on that one and smokes it inside the 10-foot line. Her fourth kill. And Northwestern has a 12-11 lead. 12-11 our score. Horseman with serve. Horseman serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink. Kromendijk with a slide and the kill. Kromendijk records the kill. For Allie Kromendijk, that's her second. And we're knotted at 12-12. Skemper with service. So end of the match early will be Abby Skemper. Usually it's set number two when we see that. Northwestern scrambling. They get to it. Pushed over the net by Fink. Diving save by Jansen. Overpass and putting it away is Hilger. Hilger with the kill. Hilger, the veteran of the bunch, a junior from Omaha for Northwestern. Otherwise, it's all freshmen and sophomores. For Dort College, you've got the two seniors, Jansen and Moss. Gaysink outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands and a kill. The block late in arriving, and that has been a regular theme so far tonight for Northwestern. Block not nearly as active on the outside as we have seen in recent meetings between these two. That has resulted in a 13-13 tie. Jansen with service, taken by Northwestern. Keel with the swing, unable to put it down. Now they slide Keel to the right, off high hands, saved by Altina. Jansen throws it up towards the net. Moss sends it over. Saved by Northwestern, outside Fink, unable to put it away. Northwestern setting up the defense. Here comes Lindbergh, off high hands, saved by Northwestern, pushed over the net by Keel. Set right side over to Moss. Moss with a swing, dug by Horseman, controlled by Dort College. Camp blocked at the net by Keel. Point Northwestern. So a block for a point by Keel gives Northwestern a 14-13 lead. And a Keel with service. And Keel's floater, taken by Altna, gets it over to Gaysink, throws it backside over to Moss. Moss tips back corner, kill. Haley Moss ties it up at 14, our 12th tie of set number one. Serving will be Bausma for Dort College. Northwestern receiving. Erica Bausma serve, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside Fink. Fink through the block, kill. So Fink records the kill. Since Northwestern scored back-to-back points, actually 3 points in a row at 7, 8, and 9, neither team has been able to put together two in a row. Gaysink with a dump, and the streak continues as Dort College ties it at 15. Gaysink with her first kill, that one coming off of a dump shot with the left hand. And we're tied at 15 all. Aubrey Drake has service. We head to the third time through the rotation for both teams. Drake with serve, floater, back line, taken by Hilger. Set comes outside to Fink. Fink down the lines, dug by Drake. Controlled by Dort College. Altena off of the block, saved by Dort College. Again, here comes Altena around the block. And we've got a player in the net for Northwestern point defenders. The kill will get credited to Altena in the process. And for Emma Altena, that is her second kill. 16-15, our score. 16-15, our score. Serving for the defenders is Drake, taken by Northwestern. Set goes outside. Fink. Fink, roll shot, kill. Took something off of that one, did Fink, and she knots it at 16. Our 14th tie. We've been tied at every point break other than 6 and 7, that is. Otherwise, we have had ties at every point juncture. Up to 16 all. Set goes right side camp, unable to put it away. Keel throws it outside Horseman. Horseman tools it off of the block for the kill. So the two teams trade back-to-back points. Horseman recording her fifth kill already. Those are unofficial statistics. Stress that. I do my best, but this time of the year it gets a little more difficult for me. Quick shot over to Altena, unable to put it down. And now we have a player in the net, Altena, trying to redirect it. And Northwestern has a two-point lead at 18-16. And the defenders are forced to use the first timeout. Dort College blanks first. They trail 18-16. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more in a moment.
MediShare presents Celebrate Christmas with Natalie Grant and Danny Gokey.
As long as you love me so.
Five-time female vocalist of the year, Natalie Grant. Side by side with Dove Award winner Danny Gokey, Thursday, November 30th, 7 p.m. at the Dort College BJ Hahn Auditorium in Sioux Center. Presented by MediShare and KBCR 88.5. Sponsored by Compassion International. More info at CelebrateChristmasTour.com.
Tickets can be purchased at the Dort College Bookstore or online at TicketFly.com.
Northwestern with a two-point lead. They muster 3 points in a row to go from down 16-15 to up 18-16. A kill by Fink, a kill by Horseman, and an attack error by Altena. It looked like Altena was going to get a point off of the busted play. Instead, it turns into a two-point difference. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, Joe's TV and Appliance Service, you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. And by Joiners Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Serving for Northwestern is Fink. Northwestern trying to establish a three-point lead. Right now, the two-point advantage, the largest of the night so far. Altena with a swing. And Altena's attack dug up and over. It flirts with the back line, but ends up off of the back line, out of play. Altena gets the kill. For Emma Altena, that is her third by my count. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Connolly with the jump serve taken by Winterfeld, controlled by Northwestern. Outside it comes Hilger. Hilger, change of pace. Dort College unable to pick it up cleanly. Bausma got a hand on it, but nobody was home where she passed it. And the ball ends up on the floor. Point Northwestern, the kill for Hilger. Hilger records the kill, her third, 19-17, Northwestern with a two-point lead. Winterfeld with serve. Winterfeld serve, taken by Drake, keeps it in play. Bausma sends it up towards the net, passed over the net by Gaysink. Dort College survives it. Here comes Northwestern, though. Blocked at the net. Gaysink and Kromendyk put the block up on Hilger. They get the point, and the Dort College defenders back to within one at 19-18. 19-18, our score. Northwestern with the lead. Dort College with serve. Gaysink, low hard serve, taken by Hilger. Set goes over to Keel. Keel off of the block for the kill. Anna Keel records the kill, and for Anna, that is her fourth. And Northwestern has a 2018 advantage. Serving is Horseman. Horseman, jump serve, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it up over to Altena. Altena off high hands. And we have a player in the net for Northwestern. I think they're going to get Keel for being in the net. Altena will record the kill. When there's a blocking error player in the net. You have to attribute the kill to someone. Typically, you give it to the attacker. That goes to Altena, if there was an attacker at least. Keel tips it over, picked up by Lindberg, passed back to the back of the floor. Skemper passed over the net by Jansen, controlled by Northwestern on the free ball. Here's Keel. Keel off of the back line, out of play, and we're tied 20-all. 20-20 our score. Oh, they're going to call a touch, and yeah, not much complaining about that. Keel will get credit for the kill. Thought there was, but they didn't call it initially. I didn't wait for the line judge to make the call. 21-19, Northwestern up by two. Take it by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Slide right side over to Moss. Unable to put it down. Now a joust at the net, and Kromendike wins out that time. It's 21-20. Margin for error pretty slim here so far this evening. Our last tie was at 16-all. Northwestern has had 2 and 1 point leads since then. Gord College trying to tie it, and they won't do it that time. Summer Jansen serves into the net. So Jansen with a service error. And for Summer, trying to skim it over the net, and it catches the tape and falls back on Dort College's side. Here's Keel's serve. Take it by Lindberg. They go after her that time. Alton, the bump set back over to Lindberg. Lindberg through the block. Up and over and out of bounds. The dig by Northwestern point defenders, and it's back to 22-21, Dort College, down 1 point. Julia Lindberg with her second kill. Erica Bausma has service. The rotation's very quick here this evening. Controlled by Northwestern, set outside, and tooling it off of the block for the kill is Fink. Mackenzie Fink with another kill. It's 23-21. 23-21. Set number one of this best-of-five affair. Wacker with serve. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Slide to the right side. Camp. Camp with a kill. Camp with a slide to the right. No chance that time for the Northwestern digger. Aubrey Drake has service. Aubrey Drake trying to tie it up at 23-all. Set number one of this best-of-five duel. The winner advances on to play Saturday in the championship. Drake, a floater, taken by Horstman. Comes back to Horstman, off high hands, dug by Jansen, overpass, and Horstman puts it away. Horstman records the kill, and A.J. Horstman with her sixth kill, and Northwestern with a 24-22 lead. Dort College will use their second timeout. Back with more in a moment. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. Serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Giesink, set right side over to Camp. Camp with a kill, and it's back to a one-point contest. Leah Camp records her third kill. And the North College defenders serving with Hannah Connolly. Hannah Connolly with the jump serve. Back line taken by Winterfeld. Gets it to Wacker. Set right side Horstman. Tip and a kill. No, they saved it. Pancake saved by the defenders. Here comes Northwestern again. Set right side over to Horstman. Unable to put it down. Dort College able to get to it. Alton over the swing. Overhand save. Pushed up by Keel. Tipped over the net. And a kill that time by Northwestern. Lauren Hilger with her fourth kill. It looked like it was over earlier when Horstman went for the tip. Dort College was able to get the pancake save on the off-speed shot, but Northwestern able to rally, and Hilger gets her fourth kill of the evening, and Northwestern has a 25-23 win in set number one. 25-23 Northwestern, set one. We head to set number two in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College defenders drop set one to Northwestern, 25-23. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service by CNH Better Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident by Farmers Mutual, the Insurance Association, and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. We start set number two. Bausman passes to Gasing. Set right side over to Camp. Camp off of the block. Kill. So Leah Camp with a kill. And for Leah, that is her fourth kill unofficially. Serving will be Connolly for Dort College. Connolly serve. Taken by Northwestern. They'll attack. Set goes outside to Fink. Fink off the tape. Controlled by Dort College. They get it up over to Altina. Altina blocked at the net. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern ties it on the block. Over in Hastings, Midland and Hastings tied at 21 all in set number one. So that semifinal equally tight in the first set at least. Fink serve long out of bounds. Point defenders on the service error. That one not even close. That one closer to the basketball baseline than the volleyball end line. Serving for Dort College is Gasing, controlled by Northwestern. Set right side. Power tip by Horstman. Unable to put it down. Gasing back over to Camp. Pushed over the net. Saved by Northwestern. Pushed over the net. Saved by Moss. Kromendijk bumps it up over to Altena. Backhands it over. Controlled by Northwestern. Pushed over the net by Keel. Pushed back by Moss. Saved by Northwestern. No. A kill for Moss. And Dort College has a 3-1 lead. So Haley Moss records the kill. For Haley, that's her first this evening. Serving is Jamie Gasing. Floater controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside to Hilger. Hilger down the line. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. And the Dort College defenders lead it 4-1 in set number two. 4-1 our score, set number two. Gasing, low hard serve, and it's an ace. Jamie Gasing with an ace serve. And Jamie Gasing gives Dort College an early 5-1 lead. That's the biggest lead by either team so far tonight. And the Dort College defenders a 5-1 lead in set number two. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
There are lots of great...
Dort College with a 5-1 lead in set number two. Dort College losing set 125-23. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Northwestern attacking. Set goes outside to Hilger. Unable to put it away as Drake gets there for the day. Gasing called for a ball-handling error, though, on the attack. So a ball-handling error on Gasing, and Northwestern gets back on the board. They trail it 5-2. 5-2 our score. Serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Outside it comes Altena, unable to put it away. Winterfeld gets a hand on it, keeps it alive. Now passed over the net by Hilger, controlled by Dort College. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with a swing, pushed over the net by Wacker. And Wacker's pass too close to the net. Kromendijk puts it away. Dort College with a 6-2 lead. 6-2 our score. Allie Kromendijk records the kill. And for Allie, that's number three tonight. Dort College with a 6-2 advantage. Emma Altena with service. Altena, jump serve, and that's an ace. An ace for Altena, and the Dort College lead is 7-2. 7-2 our score. Emma Altena serving. Dort College trailing in the match, one set to nothing. Taken by Winterfeld, gets it over to Wacker, redirected by Keel. Keel with a kill. Well, can Dort College hold off Northwestern now the rest of the way? A early 5-point lead. It's now 4-7-3. Horstman served, taken by Altena. Gasing has to run for it. Bump set outside Lindbergh. And Lindbergh into the net. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern trails 7-4. 7-4 our score. Lindbergh with the attack error. Over in Hastings. Hastings takes set one, 25-23. Moss backhands it over. Haley Moss with the kill, her second. 8-5. Haley Moss records another kill. And the defender lead is 4 again. That's at 8-4. Off high hand, Sam Keel records the kill out of the middle. Anna Keel will be a matchup challenge for the defenders. She's got 7 kills already tonight. Serving for Northwestern is Hilger. Hilger's serve catches the tape. Moss gets to it. Passed over the net by Camp on the free ball. Slide to the right. Keel off the block. Saved by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Sets outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. And a Northwestern player touched it. Point defenders. Lindbergh with her 3rd kill. 9-5. Dort College inching their way up the scoreboard. 9-5. Dort College. Set number 2, trailing in the match, 1-0. One-handed set over to Keel. Keel climbs the ladder and puts it down. She's got 8 kills. That's a match high, 8 kills unofficially. And it's back to a 3-point ball game, 9-6. Dort College in front, serving is Anna Keel for Northwestern. Keel, a sophomore, plays basketball as well for Northwestern. Set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the tape. It catches the tape. Rolls the width of the court and falls down. Lindbergh records the kill, and for Julia, that is her 4th. Dort College has 1 player on their team that will be playing basketball. She is Allie Cromendike. Missed most of last year due to a knee injury. Drake serve taken by Horstman. Set goes outside. Fink blocked. Northwestern reloads. Here comes Keel. Keel blocked at the net. And we have a player in the net for Dort College. Point Northwestern. And it's 10-7. Serving for Northwestern is Lacey Wacker. Wacker with service. Floater. Taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Sets outside to Altena. Altena falling away. Unable to get on top of that one. Altena with an attack error. And the defenders lead 10-8. 10-8 our score. Northwestern has used 1 timeout already here in set number 2. Dort College has not used a timeout up to this point. Serve controlled by Dort College. Camp skims the net with her pass over the net. And now pushing it into the antenna is Fink. Point defenders. And Dort College leads by 3. 11-8. 11-8 our score. Serving for Dort College is Connolly. So Connolly's serve, floater, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. Horstman off the block, saved by Dort College, pushed over the net by Bausma, saved by Northwestern. Set right side, Horstman. Blocked at the net by Altena and Cromendike, point defenders. And the Dort College defenders lead 12-8 on the block by Altena of Horstman. 12-8 our score. Dort College with a 4-point cushion in set number 2, trying to even the match. And serving it off of the back line is Connolly. Connolly's service error gives Northwestern a free point. So Connolly with the service error. I told you about Northwestern's service errors. Dort College, 167 aces, 191 in terms of service errors this season. Jansen over to Altena. Altena splits the defense and gets the kill. Altena records the kill from the outside, the quick arm, knocking it through the block, and the Dort College lead is 4. Jamie Gasink has service. Gasink, low hard serve, taken by Winterfeld, set right side over to Horstman. Horstman cross-court kill. Horstman gives Northwestern a point. They trail by 3, 13-10. They've been as close as 2. That was at 10-8. Dort College able to score back-to-back points, though, to go back up by 4. Now we stand at a 3-point difference, 13-10. Serving is Winterfeld, and Winterfeld serves it into the net. Point defenders, so another service error by Winterfeld. And Northwestern trails 14-10. Serving is Skemper. Skemper's serve. Floater taken by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. Keel dug by Jansen. Kept alive by Dort College. Down ball by Gasink. Controlled by Northwestern. Pushed to the corner by Keel. Controlled by the defenders. Gasink outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh block. Point defenders. Lindbergh puts the block, puts the kill down off of the block. For Julia Lindbergh, that's her 5th. And the Defenders with a 15-10 lead. Skemper serve controlled by Northwestern. And Dort College puts a block up. That's Cromadike and Moss. And the Defenders record a point on the block, 16-10. And they're back up by a half a dozen. And Northwestern is forced to use a timeout. Dort College 9 points away from evening this match at one set apiece. Timeout Northwestern. Back with more in a moment. Dort College leading 16-10 here in set number two. This one has the makings of one that could go the distance all five sets if Dort College can win this one. Dort College doesn't win this one. You wonder how much it'll take out of them. So the Defenders with a six-point cushion. Let's see if they can play side-out volleyball and hide with this lead. Northwestern attacking. Set goes outside Hilger. Around the block, dug by Jansen. Comes back over to Cromadike. Cromadike with a kill. And the Dort College Defenders with the momentum swing. They've got it squarely behind them right now. And the Defenders lead it 17-10. 17-10, our score. Serving is Skemper. Jump serve taken by Northwestern. Nearly an ace. Northwestern will save it up and over. Taken by Moss. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack. Cromadike. Cromadike kill. Cromadike records the kill. Dort College with five kills from Cromadike. And Dort College 7 points away from tying this match at one set apiece. Serving will be Skemper. Skemper, floater, controlled by Winterfeld. Horstman throws it up outside, and Horstman gets it up over to Hilger. Hilger puts it away from the outside, gets it to 18-11, but Dort College with a 7-point lead, and they're in position here. Just play side-out volleyball, stay away from long streaks of points, and you'll be in fine shape. Horstman serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with her third kill. Dort College leads 19-11. 19-11, our score. Jansen has service. Summer Jansen with serve. Floater taken by Northwestern. Set comes right side. Keel blocked at the net. Dort College scrambling. Alton over the down ball. And Alton's down ball is off the top of the block. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. Point Defenders. Emma Alton with her fifth kill. She is the third player for Dort College with at least five kills by my count. And the Defenders with a 20-11 lead in set number two. Northwestern won set one, 25-23. Dort College positioning themselves to take set two. A ball handling error called on Camp. And the Dort College Defenders lead 20-12. 20-12, our score. Serving is Lauren Hilger. Hilger, floater, back line, taken by Altena. Kept alive by Camp. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with another kill. Lindberg with the kill makes it 21-12, Dort College. Serving for Dort College will be Bausma. So Erica Bausma lines it up, sends it over. The floater controlled by Northwestern. They'll push it over, saved by Lindberg. Gets it over to Gasing, touches it to Altena. Altena with the swing, dug by Northwestern. Raiders attacking through the block. Fink unable to put it down. Gasing to the back corner. Saved by Hilger. Set goes to Keel. Off high hand. Saved by Alton. A quick attack. Gasing tries to push it over, and Gasing has it blocked. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern with a 21-13 deficit to make up. Anna Keel has service. Anna Keel serving. Keel's floater is long and out of bounds. Point Defenders. Aubrey Drake has served. Dort College 3 points away from tying this match at one set apiece. Can reduce it down to a best of three affair. Dort College leading by nine. Jump serve by Drake, controlled by Northwestern. Here come the Red Raiders. Outside set to Fink. Fink hits it long and out of bounds play. Point Defenders. Fink with an attack error that was just off of the back line. Northwestern's crowd, student section, thought it was in. My vantage point just behind them looked like it was out to me by a couple of inches. Set goes to Fink. Fink, change of pace. Saved by Bausma off the contact by Jansen. Northwestern, quick attack. Set, middle, kill. Josie Blankaspor over the kill. One of the few attack attempts that Blankaspor gets. That time, she puts it away. And the Dort College defenders still 2 points away from tying this match. Whacker serve taken by Gasing. Gasing dumps it over. Gasing with a kill. Jamie Gasing with the kill. She's got two. And the defenders with a 24-14 win and set number two in position to tie this match. Connolly serve. Floater to the back line. Saved by Northwestern. Pushed over the net. That was a kick save by Whacker. Gasing slide right side. To Cromendyke, unable to put it down. Set comes outside and falling away from the net. The attack by Fink. And Dort College has tied the match in emphatic fashion, 25-15. So Dort College wins set two easily, 25-15. That one came out of nowhere after a back-and-forth affair in set number one. Dort College goes wire-to-wire in set number two to tie it at one set apiece. We'll be back with set number three right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the Dort College defenders. Tied up one set apiece with Northwestern. Dort College one set two, 25-15, after Northwestern prevailed 25-23 in set number one. So that set one victory looming large now for Northwestern as Dort College jumped up early and was all over Northwestern. Statistics through two sets, Dort College and Northwestern both with 27 kills. Northwestern 11 attack errors, Dort College 7. Dort College a 385 kill efficiency, Northwestern 232. Three service aces for the defenders, none for Northwestern. Five blocks for the defenders, three for Northwestern. Julia Lindberg, Emma Altna, each have six kills for the defenders. Allie Cromedek has five. Camp and Moss each have four. Jamie Gasing has put up 21 assists. Whacker has 24 assists for Northwestern. A.J. Horstman leading them, beg your pardon. Anna Keel leading them with nine. A.J. Horstman has seven. Fink and Hilger have four kills each. And double-checking that, Hilger actually with six. Top digger for Northwestern, A.J. Horstman with three. For Dort College, Summer Jansen has seven. We head to set number three. This one reduced, in effect, to a best-of-three match. You can throw the first two results away. They don't matter at this point. Next team to win two moves on to the GPAC championship match, where they will, in all likelihood, beat Hastings. Hastings right now exerting control and taking control of the match with Midland. Hastings leading 20-15 in set number two. Certainly think that Midland needs to win this set to have a chance in that contest at Hastings. But this one has all the earmarkings of one that could go the distance. Aubrey Drake has service. And Drake will line it up. And her serve, floater, controlled by Northwestern. They'll attack outside, through the block, and a kill for Mackenzie Fink. Fink with the kill, and Northwestern with an early lead in set number three, 1-0. 1-0, our score. Serve by Fink, and the serve is long and out of bounds. Jansen at the last instant, as it was coming head high at her, she ducks out of the way. Ball does not graze her, and she lets it go for a service error. That is not listed on my live stats, how many service errors Northwestern has had, but they've had a significant number. Jansen passes it over to Gasing. Gasing sets outside Altona. Altona over the attack error. Emma didn't get on top of that one, tried to go cross court, and sends it wide and out of play. Serving for Northwestern is Winterfeld. Winterfeld, jump serve, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Outside it comes to Altona, blocked at the net. Cromendyke able to get it up over to Gasing. Gasing with a down ball attempt, blocked by Northwestern. And now Gasing tries to dump it over, and there for the block is Lauren Hilger. Hilger with seven, and Northwestern with a 3-1 lead, and that's actually a block and not a kill for Hilger. Same result, ends up as a point on the Northwestern side of the tally sheet. Taken by Bosma, gets it over to Giesing, bump set over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke sends it over, stab save by Wacker. Keeps it alive, comes back over to Horseman, dug by Jansen, gets it over to Giesing, sets outside to Altena, and we're going to have a ball handling error on Dort College. Double contact on Dort College's Jamie Giesing. Giesing a little gun shy right now. She went to a bump set there during that sequence. Jansen gets it over to Giesing. Giesing with a bump set over to Altena. Altena off high hands kill. Altena records the kill, and for Emma, that is her seventh. 4-2, Northwestern up by two. Giesink has the serve, low hard serve, taken by Winterfeld, overpass, Altena. Altena puts it away. Emma Altena records the kill. She's got eight, and the Northwestern Red Raiders have a 4-3 lead, but Dort College charging back. Serving is Jamie Giesink. Giesink floater controlled by Northwestern. Set comes right side, Horseman. Horseman with a kill. A.J. Horseman records the kill. And for A.J. Horseman, the sophomore, that's her eighth. And now she will serve. A.J. Horseman with service. Jump serve on the way. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Giesink. Slide to the right side. Moss blocked at the net. Point Northwestern. And the Northwestern Red Raiders have a 6-3 lead. 6-3, Northwestern in front by three. Horseman has service. Serve controlled by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesing. Sets outside Altena. Altena another kill. There have been matches this year where Dort College has just simply thrown it outside to Altena and said, take us there. One of those nights against Doan on Saturday when she had 25 kills. Here this evening, she's got nine. Altena, jump serve taken by Northwestern. They have to scramble for it. Winterfeld, second contact, bumps it up. Passed over the net. Giesink gets it back over to Lindbergh. Pushed over the net. Now saved by Dort College. Giesink back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. Cromendyke records the kill. For Alley, that's number six. And Northwestern has a 6-5 lead. Dort College trying to charge back. Altena has serve. Jump serve. Top spin controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. Keel blocked at the net. Picks it up herself. Now thrown over the net by Wacker. Giesink has to cover. It comes back outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh tosses it over. Saved by Northwestern. Set goes outside Hilger. Hilger off the block. Kill. Hilger records the kill. She's got eight. And Northwestern has service. Hilger with a two-point lead for Northwestern. Floater taken by Cromendyke. Jansen will set it to Lindbergh. Blocked at the net. Point Northwestern. So a block by Northwestern. It's 8-5. I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Chad Hansen use a timeout here, especially if Northwestern gets a point to go up by four. Serve down the line controlled by Jansen. Gets it to Giesing. Back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke into the net. Point Northwestern. And Dort College is going to use a timeout. So a Cromendyke attack error prompts Dort College to call a timeout as they trail by four right now, 9-5. And Northwestern, the early lead in set number three. We're tied at one set apiece. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 9-5, Northwestern with a four-point lead in set number three. Northwestern won set one, 25-23, Dort College one set two, 25-15. Now Northwestern with the early lead in set number three. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays, 11 to 2. Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Over the buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Altenoff high hands from behind the spike line. Here comes Northwestern. Keel blocked at the net. Northwestern scrambling, unable to get to it. As Horseman on the third contact. Point defenders on the block. So the defenders come out of the timeout and get a point. Jansen has service. Summers, low hard serve, taken by Horseman. Wacker dumps it over, controlled by the defenders. Giesing, quick attack, Camp. Camp blocked at the net, point Northwestern. Two teams know each other so well. You'll see those quick attacks, and normally those are relatively easy points. Tonight, though, not the case. We've seen several blocks on those quick attacks. Lindbergh to Camp. Back to Lindbergh. Around the block, saved by Northwestern. Wacker sets it outside to Fink. Fink blocked at the net. Northwestern will throw it outside again. Dor College wanted a double contact. Gasing back over to Moss. Moss with a tip. Northwestern keeps it alive. Passed over the net. Altena. Altena shoots it over to Gasing. Gasing to Camp. Camp with a kill. And Coach Chad Hansen wanted a double contact that time on Wacker for Northwestern. And I can't fault him. Jamie Gasing's been called for a couple this evening. Seemed to be pretty picky tonight by some standards. And it isn't that we have new officials here this evening. We've seen these officials most of the year. A little bit different in terms of their calls here tonight. From behind the spike line is Hilger. Hilger with her ninth kill. It's 11-7. Wacker serving. Wacker serve, floater, taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Gets it up over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, the C parts. Wow, she puts it down. The block was there, and then they scattered. Don't know if they read something else coming. But Lindbergh records another kill, the junior from Margate, Florida. And the North College defenders have service. Aubrey Drake serving. Floater down the line, controlled by Northwestern. They scramble. Ace serve, Aubrey Drake. That's the fourth for the defenders tonight. Aubrey with her first. Emma Altena has a pair. Jamie Gasink has one. And the defenders back to within two at 11-9. 11-9, our score. Drake down the line, taken by Horseman again. Here comes Northwestern, set outside. Fink, Fink, kill. Mackenzie Fink with her sixth kill. And Northwestern with a 12-9 lead. Dort College, remember, they used one timeout. They've got one remaining. I believe this is Fink now serving. Fink, serve is to the back corner. Man, she finds the back corner for an ace. That one bounces up and hits the line judge in the shins. That's an easy call for her to make over on the far side. And Northwestern back to a 4-point advantage as they double it from 2-4 quickly. Gasink outside to Altena. Altena over the swing. Now an overpass. Camp trying to put it away, and Camp does. We've got Emma Altena in the front row right now along with Leah Camp. If Dort College is going to string points together, now might be the time. Serving for Dort College is Hannah Connolly. Connolly, floater, controlled by Northwestern. Set outside, and tooling it off the block for the kill is Hilger. Hilger with her 10th. And Northwestern leads at 14-10. 14-10, our score. Winterfeld serving. Dort College down four. Can't afford to let one or two get away here. And Winterfeld of Elijah serves it squarely into the net. Not sure that she has had one over the net that this evening. I'm sure she has, but some pretty critical junctures. She has had several service errors tonight. Jamie Gasing follows with one that hits the tape and rolls over, and it's back to a two-point game at 14-12. Jamie Gasing with her second ace serve. Defenders trying to put together a spirited rally, and that one might be an ace, and it is. It's off of the passer, Horstman out of play. Gasink with back-to-back aces, and the defenders back to within a point at 14-13. I'm guessing this one's going to be coming right back at Horstman. It is. Winterfeld takes it, though, as Horstman opens up and lets her take it. Gasink back outside. Altena. Altena over the swing. Altena over the kill. We're tied at 14-all. 14-14 our score, and Kyle VandenBosch wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. We're deadlocked at 14, just past the midway point of set three. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders tying it at 14-14. Jamie Gasink with service. We're tied at one set apiece. Jamie Gasink with the serve. Low hard serve controlled by Winterfeld. Set goes to the middle. Pushed over the net and out of play by Winterfeld. Point defenders. Indoor College has their first lead of set number three. The defenders with a one-point advantage. Jamie Gasink with serve. Gasink, low hard serve controlled by Fink. Set goes outside Hilger. Blocked at the net. Saved by Keel. Set right side. Horseman blocked at the net. Pushed to the back corner by Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with the kill as she pushes it to the back corner. And the defenders now lead by a deuce. Dort College stringing together 6 points in a row. All started with the Winterfeld service error. Set goes outside Keel over high hands, and Keel records the kill, stopping the Dort College run. 16-15 our score. So Dort College won set 2, 25-14. Northwestern took set 1, 25-23. Horseman serve taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk redirects it for the kill. Allie Kromendyk with the kill. She's got seven. Dort College leads it 17-15. Serving for the defenders will be Skemper. Skemper, jump serve, controlled by Horseman. Northwestern attacking. Set goes outside down the line and hitting it long and out of bounds. It is a Dort College point, and the defenders with a three-point lead. 18-15 our score, and a timeout on the floor, charged to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Bit of an explanation there. The Northwestern crowd unhappy because one of the line judges dropped his flag and said that the ball was in. He was the judge that was looking down the line, the length of the floor. The ball was inside that line, but over on the end line, that line judge signaled it out of play. So you will often see that where the line judges do not agree. One is watching one line, the other line. And once one of them says it's out, there's really no matter of if it's good on the sideline or not. Dort College with a three-point lead, pushed over the net. Skemper gets it to Gasing. She sends it to Moss, and Moss can't get on top of it. Hits it off the back line and out of play. Point, Northwestern. Moss with the attack error. 18-16, Dort College up by two. And another service error by Northwestern and Laura Hilger. So a service error by Hilger. Northwestern has had at least three of them here in set number three. Roll shot saved by Jansen. Gasink bumps it up over to Lindbergh, over the top of the block, dug by Winterfeld. Here comes Northwestern. Set goes over to Keel, redirects it. Moss tips it over, and it's campfire ball. Three players for Northwestern end up looking at it as it drops to the floor. Moss with a kill that defies the definition. And the floater by Jansen, controlled by Northwestern. Pushed to the back corner, stab save by Jansen. Comes back over to Lindbergh, dug up and over by Northwestern. Dort College tries to redirect it. Keel off high hands on the redirection. Dort College covers it, back over to Lindbergh. Blocked at the net, Northwestern covers it. Set comes right side, Keel. Keel through the block, saved by Altena. It's up and off of the balcony and back into, back onto the floor. Keel gets credit for the kill. Dort College unable to keep it in play. Keel records her 10th kill by my count. And now Keel with a floater. Sends it long and out of play. A service error by Keel. That's at least the fourth service error by Northwestern here in set number three. Dort College trying to take a 2-sets-to-1 lead in this best-of-5 match. Floater controlled by Northwestern after the serve by Bausma. High hand saved by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Camp. Camp with a swing. Keel keeps it in play. No. Point defenders. Dort College leads 22-17. Camp with another kill. Leah Camp with her 6th kill. And the Dort College lead is 22-17. Serving Bausma. Knuckleball serve controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside. And recording the kill is Fink. Fink with her 7th. And the defender lead is 22-18. Northwestern, with the way they serve, no lead is safe. Fink with the kill. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesing. Slide over to Camp. Camp down the line. Wide not a play. It's a three-point game. Camp with the attack error. Can't get cued here. Dort College has one timeout remaining, leading by three at 22-19. Whacker serve. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesing. Shoots it out over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot. Taken by Whacker. Set. And we've got a double contact called on Northwestern and Hilliger. And if they didn't call that one, Coach Chad Hansen was probably going to have to be restrained, because they didn't get that one after what they called on Jamie Giesink earlier in the evening. That one would have been pretty tough to take. As it is, they call double contact on Hilliger. Dort College with service, controlled by Northwestern. Whacker sets it outside to Fink. Dort College digs it up and over. Northwestern scrambling. Tough angle. They won't get to it. Dort College is at set point. Wow. Dort College coming from behind midway through set number three, down 13-9. They took as much as a four-point lead. They're up 5-5 right now, 24-19, and Aubrey Drake is serving for the win here in set number three. Set comes outside. Fink. Fink around the block. Kill. Yeah, you still don't feel good about it if you're a Dort College fan, though, because Northwestern, they start clicking with those serves. They can make life difficult, but they have no room for error right now. 24-20 our score. Taken by Jansen. Altena, bump set over to Camp. Camp just wide off of the sideline, out of play. Point Northwestern. So Camp with an attack error. And Northwestern has a chance. 24-21, Dort College with the lead. Northwestern serving. Fink, serve, floater, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Giesing, shoots it up over to Lindbergh, to Altena. Altena banks it off of the block. Everybody in the gym knew where it was going. Couldn't do anything about it. Altena puts it away for her 10th kill, and the Dort College defenders lead it 2-1 after a 25-21 win in set number three. Back with set number four right after this. On to set number four we go. Dort College leading 2-1, and a floater to the back line, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Camp, blocked at the net. Giesing back over to Camp. Camp unable to put it away. Now on the second contact on the joust at the net, Camp with a kill. Dort College may want to dial the adrenaline down just a bit. Erica Bausma that time went after one that was off of the back line. She couldn't hear her teammates telling her it was out. Dort College still able to get the point, though, on the kill by Camp. Northwestern setting things up to the outside, push over the net, take a bite. Dort College, Cromendyke, slide to the right, Cromendyke. Hangs it off the block for the kill. Dort College with a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Camp with a kill, Cromendyke with a kill. Connolly has service for Dort College. 2-0, Dort College in front, set number four. Connolly, floater, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside. Fink off the block, saved by Drake. Bausma, bump set over to Altena, blocked at the net. Now we're going to have four contacts called on Dort College. They say that Altena's attack never made it over the net. So an attack error by Altena. Point Northwestern. Northwestern trails 2-1. Serving for Northwestern is Mackenzie Fink. Fink, serve, taken by Drake, gets it over to Giesing. Giesing pushes to the back corner, saved by Fink. Whacker sets right side Horseman, blocked at the net. Northwestern covers it. Northwestern attacking. Hilliger. Hilliger hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Hilliger with an attack error. Serving for Dort College is Jamie Giesing. Giesing helped Dort College overcome the three-point deficit with her serving. She was part of that 7-0 run. Horseman blocked at the net. Northwestern reloads. Set goes to the middle. And out of the middle for the kill is Josie Blankespoor. Blankespoor has not had many opportunities. She has two kills now. And the defender lead is 3-2. Serving for Northwestern is Winterfeld. Winterfeld serve. Taken by Altena. They set it outside to Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Point Northwestern. So a block for the Raiders. Ties it up at 3-3. Serving is Winterfeld for Northwestern. So Carson Winterfeld serving. Struggled to get him in play earlier. She gets that one in play, though. Altena got it. They go at Altena again. Giesing back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke on the quick attack with a kill. Cromendyke a little different angle on it that time. Attacking out of the middle, puts it down. And the Dort College lead is 4-3. 4-3 our score. Alton is serving. Winner advances on to play in the GPAC Championship on Saturday night. Set goes right side, and Horstman banks it off of the block for the kill. We're tied at 4-4. Horstman records the kill. 4-4 our score. Serving will be A.J. Horstman. Horstman serve taken by Altena, and that'll go as an ace for Horstman. They're going after Emma right now. So Horstman with an ace. That is the first ace by either team. By Hastings in this one, and now we have a replay of the point. Serving for Northwestern will be Horstman. Northwestern with a 5-4 lead. Serve is short, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, sets right side, Moss. Moss down the line, kill, tied at 5. Haley Moss records the kill, and for Haley, that's her 7th unofficially. Served by Jansen, taken by Northwestern. Set right side, Keel, dug by Gasing. No, joust at the net. Whacker gets it up, saved by Lindberg, and Jansen falling to her backside, trying to keep it in play. Unable to do so. Ball drops to the floor. Point Northwestern. Northwestern leads at 6-5. Dort College hitting .280 for the match. Northwestern .240. Gasing back over to Camp. Camp with a swing and a kill. We have our fourth tie of set number 4. Camp records the kill, and for Camp, that's her 8th. Bausma with service. Bausma's serve low, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside, saved by Lindberg. Down ball by Jansen to the back line and just misses off of the back line. Out of play, point Northwestern. So Jansen with an attack error. Serving is Keel. Keel serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Sets outside to Lindberg. Lindberg change of pace through the block and a kill for Julia. That's her 8th unofficially. And we are tied at 7-7. 7-7 our score. Altano with a team high 10 kills. Cromendyke has 9. Drake. Serve controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. Hilger. Stab saved by Jansen. And we have a back row attack called on Northwestern. Point Dort College. So an attack error called against Whacker. No explanation asked for, so no question by the Northwestern coaching staff. Floater by Drake. Taken by Horstman. Set comes outside and blocked at the net. Gasing. And Camp put the block up on Fink, and the defenders lead 9-7. 9-7 our score. Northwestern lets it ride for the time being. Aubrey Drake has service. Drake the floater, short, dug up and out of bounds by Horstman. Point defenders, Aubrey Drake with her second kill tonight, and the defenders lead it 10-7. No timeout yet, a little bit surprised. 10-7, Dort College with a 3-point lead. Drake with serve, taken by Northwestern, and Hilger set right side. Blankaspor blocked at the net. Point defenders, and Dort College with a 5-point run. They lead at 11-7. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. Dort College with an 11-7 lead. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 11-7, Dort College with a 4-point lead on the Northwestern Red Raiders. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball made possible by the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Aubrey Drake with service. Dort College up 4. Northwestern uses the first timeout of set number 4. Northwestern attacking. Set right side. Blankaspor hits it wide as they go to Blankaspor. Tough spot to put the freshman in. Come out of the timeout. Go to her on a slide. Hasn't gotten many sets so far this evening. And Dort College leads by 5, 12-7. Drake served to the back corner just off of the back line and out of play. Point Northwestern. on the service error by Drake. Dort College leads 12-8. Dort College leads in the match 2-1. Wacker has service. 3 attackers, 4. Northwestern. Gaysink back over to Camp. Camp off balance, kill. Somehow Gaysink threw that one back to Camp, and Camp had an open net. Not a lot of velocity on it, but she was able to find an open area in the back, and the defenders lead it 13-8. 13-8 our score. Winner advances on the title match on Saturday. No likelihood against Hastings. Blocked at the net. Dort College keeps it alive. Pushed over the net, and they're going to call 4 contacts on Dort College. So 4 contacts on the defenders. 13-9, Dort College up 4. Northwestern trying for a comeback. Mackenzie Finks serving. Finks serve, catches the tape, saved by Bausma. Altena keeps it in play. And they call a foot fault. They call a Dort College player under the net. And that's certainly what it looks like. Ball was actually back by the end line. Kromendijk gets it up over to Altena. Altena off of the back line and out of play. Point Northwestern. So an attack error by Altena. A couple strange plays here in set number 4. And Northwestern now with a little run. They've got 3 points in a row. Dort College will use a timeout. 13-11. Dort College in front 2. Northwestern serving when we resume play after the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, 13-11. Dort College in front of Northwestern. Set number 4. Northwestern trying to rally from what was a 12-7 deficit, and they were also down 13-8. So a pair of 5-point deficits, and Northwestern has it down to 2 right now. Serving is Fink. Taken by Drake. Gaysink squares up under it, gets it over to Altena. Dug by Northwestern, joust at the net. Controlled by Dort College. Gaysink outside, it goes Altena. Altena over the swing. What they call? I believe in a blocking error on Northwestern. A player in the net for Northwestern. Altena will get credit for the kill. Odd sequence of points there. Altena gets her 11th kill unofficially. And an ace serve for Dort College. And just like that, the lead balloons back to 15-11. Another ace for Gaysink. Jamie Gaysink with her 3rd ace. Dort College leading 15-11. And another ace for Gaysink. Gaysink with her 4th ace. Dort College gets the lead back to 5, 16-11. Jamie Gaysink with service. Northwestern has used 1 timeout. They'll use up timeout number 2. 16-11 our score. Dort College leads 2-1 in this GPAC semifinal round match. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College leading 16-11 in set number 4, leading 2-1. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Physical therapy needs from aches and pains to post-surgical repair. Dort College back to action. Passed over the net by Jansen, controlled by Northwestern. Set right side Horstman. Horstman off high hands and a kill for H.J. Horstman. And it is back to a 4-point game after the kill by the right side hitter. Serving for Northwestern will be Winterfeld. Dort College up 16-12. Serve taken by Drake. Altena has to track it down, keep it in play. Passed over the net by Moss. Saved by Winterfeld. Set right side. That's Horstman. And the Dort College defenders unable to keep it in play, and it's back to a 3-point game now. Winterfeld serving again. Dort College up 16-13. Set number 4. Dort College up 2-1. Serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Outside it comes Altena. Banks it off of the block. Saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Shoots it up over to Altena again. Altena over the kill. Altena one-on-one that time, and that's like taking a gun to a knife fight. Emma Altena with her 12th kill. 17-13 our score. Serve by Dort College and Skemper. Controlled by Northwestern. Here comes Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Well, if you're Dort College now, the idea is you stay away from the long runs of points. Northwestern, obviously with their potent serving attack, has the potential to cut into a lead quickly. Cromendyke blocked at the net. Gasink will reload. Back it comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh up off the ceiling and a kill for the defenders. And the Northwestern fans will not be happy about that one. They thought the ball never crossed the tape. Lindbergh with her ninth kill, and the defenders lead it 18-14. Well, if the idea is both teams get upset about the officiating, we've been right there tonight. There have been questions by both benches. Lauren Helger records the kill. She's got 11. And the Northwestern Red Raiders cut the lead down to 3, 18-15. Hilger serve, taken by Jansen. Gasink has to bump it up for Altena from behind the spike line. Taken by Winterfeld. Wacker outside Hilger. Hilger long, out of bounds, point defenders. So an attack error by Fink, that was. I think I might have identified her as Hilger, but it was Fink. Bausma has service. Controlled by Northwestern. Set right side. Keel unable to put it down. Second contact, Camp. Camp tries for the back corner on the second contact and hits it long and out of bounds. An attack error by Camp. And the Northwestern Raiders trail 19-16. Dort College set for serve receive. Jansen, Altena, Bausma receiving serve from Keel. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Comes back slide. Camp. Camp with a swing. Dug by Keel. Wacker with a set. Quick. Unable to put it away. Now Camp to the back corner. Camp with a kill. Busted play, and Dort College's Leah Camp with her 10th kill unofficially. And the Dort College defenders lead it 20-16. 20-16, our score. Set number three, I beg your pardon, four. Dort College leading two sets to one. Outside it comes Fink. Fink with a kill. It's 20-17. Over in Hastings. Hastings is locked up. Their spot in the finals with a 25-15 win over Midland. Set number four, Lacey Wacker serving for Northwestern. Three up for Northwestern. Gasink sets it over to Cromendyke, unable to put it away. Northwestern scrambling. Wacker sends it over. Gasink back over to Camp. Camp's going to be called for a double. I think Gasink wanted Camp to attack on that. Instead, Camp tried to throw it backwards. And Northwestern back to within two at 20-18. Wacker has service. Now both teams, their crowds will get up on their feet. Critical point here. Bausma, Gasink, Gasink, Altena. Altena out. Point Northwestern. And we have a touch. A touch at the net. Altena with a kill. Altena records the kill. Back judge makes the call. And Dort College with a 21-18 lead, and now the game of telephone begins as Kyle Vandenbosch asks his camp then to go over and talk to Terry Munson, the R1. Line judge had a pretty good angle on it. And Lauren Hilger will come over and relay the message to Kyle Vandenbosch. The point stays on the board. Dort College leads 21-18. Connolly with service. Connolly serve. Taken by Northwestern. Outside attack. Fink. Fink on the back line and a kill. 21-19. So Fink rips that one through the block. Fink with nine. She now is serving. 21-19. Dort College up two. Northwestern needs a win to force set number five. Floater. Taken by Drake. Gets it to Gasink. Slide over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. 22-19. Back and forth they go. Another kill for Cromendyke. 10 unofficially. The winner advances on to face Hastings. Dort College with a three-point cushion. Three to go. Gasink. Knuckleball controlled by Northwestern. Set right side Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net. Point defenders. And Dort College leads at 23-19. An attack error by Horstman. That ball never made it over the tape. No block, but an attack error instead. Indoor College up 23-19, served by Gason, controlled by Northwestern, set over to Horseman, blocked at the net. Jansen, Gason, Gason, Chromadec, Chromadec with the swing, Northwestern scrambling, Keel keeps it in play, passed over the net by Wacker, controlled by Moss, gets it over to Gason, outside Altena, Altena with a kill. I like that matchup, and there's the understatement of the evening, 14 for Altena, and the defenders up 24-19. They left her one-on-one against the blocker. Gasing serve, taken by Winterfeld. Here comes Northwestern outside, and getting the kill is Fink. I beg your pardon, that was Hilger. Hilger with a dozen. Dort College's lead 24-20. Winterfeld with service. 24-20, set and match point. And the serve is long, and the Dort College defenders are on to the GPAC Championship. 25-20, fitting that the final point is on a service error. They plagued Northwestern all evening, and the Dort College defenders are on to the GPAC Championship against Hastings on Saturday in Hastings, Nebraska. Dort College improves to 29-5. Northwestern falls to 28-4. The Dort College defenders take the rubber match in this series. Don't be surprised if these two teams meet for a fourth time at some point, though, in the future. Dort College wins, though, tonight, 23-25, 25-14, 25-21, and 25-20. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a Wireless World postgame wrap in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. The Dort College defenders, a happy group tonight. Well, they're happy no matter what happens, but a little more happy this evening. A 3-1 win over the Northwestern Red Raiders tonight. 23-25, 25-14, and 25-21, and 25-20. Coach Chad Hansen has made his way up. And Coach Hansen, congratulations. Great win for your team here this evening at the Boltman Center in Orange City.
Thank you very, very much, Mike. What a great, great win.
Take me through it a little bit. Let's begin with set number one, back and forth affair. And I thought, boy, we've got all the markings of a five-setter here. Back and forth, neither team able to get much in the way of momentum. Northwestern had just, I think it was a three-point run late. Gave them a little bit of a cushion, 2 points, and that was enough for them to ride out the win. What did you see early in the match? I guess that, first of all, that concerned you. What did you see early that was concerning for you?
There were a couple of mental errors on our part in the blocking side and the transition side that I told the team early on, our mental focus and mental preparation to rehearse each play before it happens, that's going to be important for us. And in the first set, we got burned. We literally just got burned a couple times. It was a casual mindset in a few of those plays. That was, to me, the difference maker in that first set. I felt we were overall executing decently well from the serve-receive, service side. I told our servers, too, we need to be more aggressive back there, and that'll play into how we talk through the rest of this match.
Those were the things that concerned you. What did you see, even though you lost, that you said, okay, we've got a shot here on the road this evening?
Yes, I liked our point-for-point mentality. I didn't see us ever have a look on our face of worry or wonder. I saw us problem-solving really well, interacting, communicating between points, high fives, eye-to-eye communication. I felt our voices could have grown a little bit in the course of the play that would have freed us up, but overall, I saw a lot of positive things in our pursuit and in our effort there.
Set number two, a little odd. You got up early, 5-1, after points being so difficult to come by.
Yeah.
You get up 5-1, and then you had another run late, 6- or 7-point run. All of a sudden, it's tied 1-1, and it felt like you were playing much more level or steady than Northwestern was at that point.
It did feel that way, and I was grateful for that. it's rare in this series. It's less common in this series that there is a big point spread, and I was really, really grateful for that. Again, that we were able to do things well on our side, I was pleased with the scoreboard and those push of points. I credit that to our servers. I think we really had some good stretches and streaks there, and I think our block came alive a little bit more in that second set.
10-6. You were trailed in set number three. You came back to tie at 14-14 in that run. There was a six-point run. Jamie Gasink ended up with a couple of service aces. You look at the statistics, Northwestern relies heavily on their serving to attack. They basically attack with their serves. They have a significant number of service errors tonight. Roles were reversed. You had several ace serves. I think Northwestern only got one. Those two were pivotal, though.
They were, for sure. Serve and pass has been the key for us in the training and preparation for this match, and it will be for our postseason. It's been a growing staple of ours as the season has continued into this postseason. I was really, really pleased. I thought our serve receive passers just were tough-minded, and what a joy to see, what a confidence, you know. There were stretches where I think in the fourth set, maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but we were down, we were up 21-19, and it was just kind of a two-point game there. And I thought to myself, do I have the confidence as a coach to allow them, to allow the team to work through this, or am I unsure and wanting to call a timeout? And I looked at my passers, I looked at where we were, I looked at the mindset through their facial expression and body posture, and felt confident to let the play continue without calling a timeout. It was really a joy to see them execute in those even tighter moments.
Allie Kromendijk had a kill from 21-19 to make it 22-19. One of nine kills for her this evening. Had one attack error. I remember one where she ended up one-on-one in the fourth set in the middle, and she took a shot that we don't normally see, and that was left to right. Put it down, and you think, okay, at that point, you might have something here,
right.
Coach.
Yeah, for sure. Allie rose to the occasion. Leah had a great game. I love that hit that Allie had, the one you're describing. It's just phenomenal to see the angle that came, the power. Not a person touched it for the Red Raiders, and really, really neat for Allie, Jamie and Allie to have that connection in that tighter scoreboard kind of moment.
You ended up at the end, Emma Alton ended up one-on-one against a blocker for Northwestern. I'll take that matchup almost any time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we like. We run our offense, and I think every team does in the country. You try to run an offense that isolates hitters versus a blocker, and you want a single hitter versus a single blocker. The truth of it is, with Emma, teams are so aware of who she is and how she's done that often they're going to key in on her and commit more of their block to her. So to have that singular isolation opportunity, I love that. Jamie did a great job getting it out there.
Talk about Jamie sticking with it. She got called for a couple ball handling errors, a couple doubles early, and I didn't see them. And these are officials we see over the course of the year. Things are fairly loose. You're thinking, okay, things are a little different tonight. It didn't seem to bother her.
Right. And I was Jamie's such a competitor. She's tough-minded. When an official, and this is a general statement, when an official sets the tone early of how they're going to call a double contact, I think it's important that in a general way that official maintains that continuity. And I've noticed this over my years of coaching. A setter, is even as established as Jamie, when an official starts to imbalance and starts to call things a little bit tighter, that can mess with the mind of a setter who starts to second guess even their lifelong ability to set the ball. Jamie did a great job working through it, delivered some fantastic sets, and just played on. And she's tough-minded, a great, great competitor, and it was a joy to see her rise through that.
Hastings on Saturday, Coach. They beat Midland 25-23, 25-20, and 25-15. Back to Hastings. You play them for a second time this year. I would imagine your women probably looking forward to another opportunity to play them.
Yeah, very much so. We love playing. In the years that I've been here, this is my first time with our team going into the conference tournament finals. That's exciting. We love going to Hastings. We feel they are a great competitor. We know they're going to bring a really strong game. We're optimistic. We'll be prepping for them the best way that we know how. And we've got 2 days to do just that, but it's a great trip. Hastings to Sioux Center just feels like a 20-minute trip, so we'd like our Defender Nation to show up there, cheer us on at a 7 p.m. match Saturday night at Hastings.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. Let's take a look at the numbers now for Dort College. They have a 277 kill efficiency, 52 total kills. Northwestern, 48 kills, a 222 kill efficiency. 42 digs for the defenders, 31 for Northwestern. 8 points off of blocks for both teams. I don't have service aces on my stat sheet. Unofficially, Drake had 2, Altena had 2, Gaysink had 4. That's a total of 8. Northwestern's H.A. Horseman, I credited her with 1 over the course of the match. Individually, Emma Altena, 13 kills, 9 for Julia Lindberg and Allie Cromendike, 11 for Leah Camp, 3 for Jamie Gaysink. Camp had a nice match as well this evening. Lauren Hilger, 12 kills, and Anna Keel had 12, 11 each for Fink and Horseman. Blankenspor ends with 2. 43 assists for Wacker. 12 digs for Summer Jansen. 5 digs for Wacker and 6 for Hilger along with Winterfeld. So Dort College improves to 29-5. Northwestern slips to 28-4. That is going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College advances on to the GPAC Championships Friday, I beg your pardon, Saturday at Hastings as Hastings upends Midland 3-0 this evening. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.